Greetings. I'm Nick, and you have downloaded another issue of All Access Nerds. Today, again, I'm missing my co-host. Ryan has been pretty busy at work, so we're trying to get some time where he's freed up and can join us again. I'm hoping to have a special guest co-host here sometime later this week. In the meantime, I will talk about some comic books that I picked up last week. So, for August 17th, I picked up Aquaman number 5. Again, I love the covers, the artwork, and the colors just seem to pop out. I'm not a big Aquaman story fan. I don't like it too much. So I think this will probably be the last month I pick it up. Batman number 5. In this issue, one of the siblings makes a hard choice. So you'll have to pick that up and see what goes on. Green Lantern number 5. The two Green Lanterns that they have, I think they are way over their head fighting this Red Lantern group and their big boss. I think I'm getting tired of this storyline too. Justice League number 3. The Extinction Machine continues. This story is, I think, amazing. It is one of DC Comics' finest storylines. In this one, Superman journeys to the center of the Earth, and Wonder Woman gets absorbed into one of these beings. Very, very good storyline. I think it's going to have a big ending. Suicide Squad number 1. I did not like it. The Suicide Squad is, they're just running off of the coattails of the movie. The covers, not too bad. I actually have one of the Suicide Squad issue number 1s hanging on my wall. I rather liked the artwork. That's one that I bought 2 issues of, one to read and one to keep. Yeah, I don't care too much for the Suicide Squad. I think they're just trying to milk the movie for all it's worth, which I don't blame them. Superman number 5, The Eradicator and Superman fight on the moon. As a matter of fact, we find that Batman has a lunar bat cave. And that's got a really good storyline with Lois and their son, Superman's son, fighting the Eradicator along with Superman. From Marvel, Thor number 10, Lady Thor gets shot in the hand, or actually she steps in front of a bullet, catches a bullet from keeping somebody from getting shot. And this bullet has a Midas touch to it, so what it shoots, it turns to gold. So her hand is slowly turning to gold, so we're going to see how that turns out. At the end of the issue, we have Jane Foster pops up. So it's her and Lady Thor. That will be interesting in issue 11. The last book that I bought from Marvel is a Civil War II tie-in called Fallen, issue number 1. In this issue, they have Bruce Banner's funeral, and it was really good. Almost emotional. It wasn't too eye-gripping, tear-struggling issue, but it was good. They also had a reading of Bruce Banner's will, so that was very interesting to see who gets what. Not very believable, because a lot of the things that he gave were people who were assembled in the room he gave to them. Matt Murdock, aka the Daredevil, was Dr. Banner's lawyer. And you would think that there'd be something for She-Hulk. That was never mentioned, being that she is part of Bruce's family. So we'll see how that turns up. Well, that's it for comic books for me. In ongoing comic book news, Marvel Now comes out this October. Starts the new Marvel Now comic books. Here's a list of the comic books that you can expect to come out with the Marvel Now. Amazing Spider-Man, Renew Your Vows, number 1. Avengers, number 1. Black Panther, number 7. Black Widow, number 7. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, number 13. Moon Knight 10. Mosaic, number 1. Miss Marvel, issue 12. Nova, number 1. Patsy Walker, aka Hellcat, issue number 11. Bullseye, number 1. Cage, number 1. Captain America, Sam Wilson, issue number 14. Captain America, Steve Rogers, number 7. Captain Marvel, number 1. Champions, number 1. Power Man and Iron Fist, issue 10. Prowler, number 1. Punisher, issue number 7. Rocket Raccoon, number 1. Silk, number 14. The Clone Conspiracy, issue 1. Silver Surfer, number 9. Daredevil, issue 15. Slapstick, number 1. Solo, number 1. Deadpool, number 21. Death of X, issue number 1. Spider-Man, number 12. Spider-Man 2099, issue 21. Spider-Woman, number 13. Doctor Strange, issue 12. Doctor Strange Sorcerer Supreme, number 1. Fool Killer, number 1. Gamora, number 1. Great Lakes Avengers, number 1. Thanos, number 1. Star-Lord, number 1. Squadron Supreme, issue 13. U.S. Avengers, number 1. Hawkeye, number 1. The Totally Awesome Hawk, issue 15. Uncanny Avengers, issue 15. The Unstoppable Wasp, issue number 1. The Mighty Thor, number 15. Venom, number 1. The Unworthy Thor, number 1. Iron Fist, number 1. Invincible Iron Man, number 1. Infamous Iron Man, number 1. Jessica Jones, issue number 1. Kingpin, number 1. All those begin this October. I got this list from comicsalliance.com. Well, folks, that's it for me for this week. Hopefully next time you download this podcast, we'll have a co-host, whether Ryan being back or a special guest co-host. Thank you. Go forth and do great things.